Hey, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been mixing. You think I'm in good shape? I didn't think it'd be that big a deal. What the heck do we need mixers for? I do have a mixer. But I moved like 10 months ago and I haven't finished unpacking. So, I'm doing it by hand. It's good exercise for you people who don't do crap. You can even do this while sitting on your ass. Might take you a little longer. Anyway, so you got all your ingredients, as I mentioned in the first chapter. Sorry, chapter two. Old guy bakes a cake, chapter two. So I put all these stuff in it. They said I'm going to add a couple of things, though, because I don't have to do exactly what they say. So I'm going to put some honey in there. What the heck? A little honey? Ooh, a little more honey. And now, check this out. I'm going to put garlic powder in. What's that you say? Garlic powder in a cake? Yeah. Maybe it'll be good. If it's not good, I'll be honest. Not a lot. A pinch. Wow, see? Not too much. Alright, so you got your garlic powder, your honey. I got a little cheddar cheese here, but I don't think we're ready for that yet. Maybe we'll do a cheesecake one time. But hey, if anybody's got an idea of what you'd like me to do, a suggestion, please. If any of my thousands of followers comes up with something to do, I'll check it out. Don't be stupid, though. Don't have me, you know, rebuild an engine or something. I can do an oil change or a brake job. See? So, anyway, I'm going to call this mixed. So now I believe, you know what I noticed? I get this nose thing going on. It's very long. And the last chapter one I did, I saw there was a lot of profile shots and the big schnozzle was there. And I think I was a little closer to... all right, last, check out the schnozzle. I think I got my father's nose. What are you going to do? All right, so we're going to pour this into the pan. Pouring into the pan. I think I'll be good with just one pan. Oh, hell yeah. In fact, I mean, I guess it's going to get bigger. Well, I guess we'll see what happens here. Okay, so now you got some stuff on the side, which we'll use our wooden spoon. It's not really a spoon because it's flat. Hi! But it's pretty good for scraping bowls, I noticed. So anyway, I did as I said. I went to the supermarket. It was a little disturbing. It always is. But these people, these dicks. And you know what else? You don't have to be a male to be a dick. Because there were a large number of lady dicks at the supermarket. What are they so pissed off about? Are they pissed off about the prices? Climbing prices? Oh, well, you probably voted for that guy. From the looks of those people, I think they voted for that guy. So, don't complain about your eggs. Coffee, very expensive. I didn't need coffee, thankfully. But holy crap, coffee's expensive. Eggs, not awful, but I got brown eggs. If you get those other high-end eggs, they're a little more expensive, and I don't understand the difference. So I got brown, cage-free eggs. And I thought about that. So cage free, I'm figuring these chickens are running around free of a cage. And I thought, well, that kind of sucks for the egg gathering guy, right? How's that job? So now, at least, you know, in your caged egg establishments, the chickens are right there. I imagine you just, they probably fall down some chute and go into the general egg population. But what's up with cage-free eggs? Where do they lay their eggs? Who picks them up? And is that person in danger of being deported? Oh, well, hope not, because if he is deported, or she, who's going to get the eggs? Oh, no, the price of eggs might go up a little bit. Well, I didn't, once again, I didn't vote for that guy. Okay, so I got this in the pan, and it said on the box, bake immediately. Like, okay, hope I didn't take too much time BSing with you. So I have my perfectly preheated oven. I'm going to move the rack. Because, I don't know, middle rack, top rack. They'll tell you that stuff in the school I went to. Relax, just relax. I'm getting to it. This is my first cage, alright? A little patience. Gosh! Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be dicks now? Alright, I'll be a dick too then. But not right this minute. Let's just be friends. Let's be friends. Hello, friends. So now I'm going to put this cake batter into the oven. Oh boy. Now, okay, in the oven. I don't know how long we need to do that. And I don't know what I did with the box. Uh-oh, we got a situation and you're watching it happen. Wow. Old dude needs to take the freaking garbage out. I don't know. The box is gone. I'm going to look for the box. See how long I got to keep that in there for. And I'll let you know. On chapter 3 of Old Dude Bakes a Cake. Okay. That's pretty crazy. How does a box disappear? Let's say a prayer to St. Anthony. Be good. See you the next go around. Old guy is still baking a cake. Wait till we get to the icing. And that's when we're going to have some fun. Don't be a jerk.